Yeah, well, here in East Bruton, Alabama, especially in this neighborhood, it is just catastrophic damage on every inch of this land. Now, as you can see behind me, this was actually the remains of a trailer that got off of its center blocks and pushed into another trailer. The residents of that trailer actually still inside during the storm, and the rest of the structures here in this area really just laid flat. Now, there's also just tons of trees down, and a lot of those taking power lines down with it, causing widespread outages in this area. Now, all the residents that we spoke to said that it was really just a very quick storm that came through with the potential tornado in this area. So quick, some of the residents say they got the tornado warning actually after the damage was done. And there's actually approximately about 10 to 15 injuries reported so far, two of which were more severe. And a resident told us one person was actually life-flighted to a local hospital. But again, with this amount of damage and those who stayed, especially the people inside of that trailer we just showed you, said that they are just absolutely feeling lucky to even be alive.
I didn't know if we were going to make it. That's why I just grabbed them. Maybe I don't know if that was going to be the last time I could hold them or not, but, you know, it's, we ain't never been through something like this, but, you know, but you just can't take life for granted. Right now, you don't know what a day will bring.
Now, officials are urging residents to stay off the roads as crews are cleaning up the remains of this devastation. Again, widespread power outages, so many of those power crews are out assessing the damage and making sure they can get power back to these residents. As for those residents that do have the damage, right now they are just trying to figure out what the next step is, considering right now and tonight they don't have a place to call home anymore. Reporting in East Bruton, Alabama, Gabby Easterwood, News Nation.